Biotechnologies are going to be at the forefront of conversations at the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization in Rome this week. From the 15th to the 17th of February, FAO is hosting an international symposium on the role of agricultural biotechnologies in sustainable food systems and nutrition. While the symposium includes discussions about genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, they are not the main focus. Experts from around the world will be exploring how agricultural biotechnologies can benefit smallholder farmers, particularly those in developing countries affected by climate change, population growth, and other socioeconomic factors. To explain more about what to expect from the symposium, I'm joined by Chikelu Mba, team leader of Seeds and Plant Genetic Resources for FAO in Rome. Mr. Mba, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Sandra, for having me.
So what are the main topics and issues that are going to be explored this week?
As you have rightly pointed out, this symposium is going to be exploring the roles of agricultural biotechnologies on sustainable food systems and nutrition. But let me emphasize that the focus of this symposium is the small-scale farmer that is grappling with the consequences of climate change in developing countries of the world. We have decided to narrow down on three main themes: climate change, sustainable food systems and nutrition, and thirdly, the enabling environment that efforts in this broad area of biotechnologies to benefit the most vulnerable regions of the world.
What are agricultural biotechnologies?
Okay. At the Food and Agriculture Organization, we traditionally adopt a broad definition of biotechnologies. And we use the definition of biotechnology as put forward by the Convention on Biological Diversity. And that states that biotechnology is any technological application that uses biological systems, living organisms, or derivatives thereof to make or modify products or processes for specific use. So from this definition, one gets the impression immediately that this is a very broad topic. Biotechnologies that apply to food and agriculture include those that are used to develop superior, high-yielding, hardy, disease and pest-resistant varieties of crops and trees and breeds of livestock and fishes. The interest in this is to develop these superior varieties and breeds most efficiently. We want to develop them at the shortest possible time. We want breeds and varieties that require less of external inputs in order to produce meaningful yields. Of course, there are also biotechnologies that are on the high end of the spectrum, the so-called high-tech biotechnologies that require, for instance, recombinant DNA technologies that are used to produce the genetically modified organisms that you referred to initially. But that is not necessarily the focus of this symposium. While we may talk about GMOs and new modern biotechnologies, we are also interested in the low-tech types that are applicable to the needs, circumstances of the small-scale farmer, like biofertilizers, things that are used in fermentation, artificial insemination. All these generate tools that are applicable to the circumstances of the small-scale farmer.
And what is FAO's position on GMOs?
FAO's position on GMOs is the same as FAO's position on all biotechnologies. It is Fowle's view that biotechnologies, when adequately integrated with several other techniques and or technologies, can result in solutions to the problems of attaining sustainable food security and nutrition. But Fowle is also cognizant of the concerns in many different quarters about the safety of some aspects of these biotechnologies. And that is why Fowle emphasizes about the judicious, safe use of these technologies. So what Fowle does is avail its member countries and development partners of a neutral platform for exchange of ideas to make relevant information available to its member countries so that each individual member state can make evidence-based decision. It is never Fowle's position to assume a for or against position on any biotechnology, and definitely not for GM.
Other than providing a platform, how does FAO assist member countries in the area of biotechnologies?
Fowle provides member countries with legal and technical advice. Fowle assists member countries, especially to develop own capacities in agricultural biotechnologies and related issues. Fowle traditionally provides member countries with access to high-quality, updated, balanced, and science-based information, and Fowle hosts the secretariats of a number of intergovernmental bodies and treaties that deal with some biotechnology-related issues. Such bodies include Fowle's Commission on Genetic Resources for Food and Agriculture, the International Plant Protection Convention, and the joint Fowle-WHO Codex Alimentarius Commission.
What do you hope will come from this meeting?
We want to call attention of the global community to the fact that there exist readily applicable and available biotechnologies that can be deployed to remove some of the constraints to smallholder farming in developing countries of the world. We want to also call attention to the fact that some of these biotechnologies actually are quite suited for the resource-poor production systems of family farms in developing countries where their production systems have become imperiled by the consequences of climate change. It is also our hope that this international symposium will aid our efforts to sensitize the international community to the need for bridging the North-South divide with regard to capacity for, access to, and the applications of agricultural biotechnologies. I say this because a lot of the biotechnologies, especially the high-tech, but also the low-tech, seem to be the exclusive preserve of the developed parts of the world. Whereas some biotechnologies, like artificial insemination, using tissue culture to produce disease-free planting materials, which the developed countries of the world might now consider mundane, will actually be the game changer for many developing countries. For several reasons, some of which will be discussed at this symposium, including capacity, funding, intellectual property rights restrictions, developing countries who, in most cases, need these technologies the most, don't have access to them. And we hope that this symposium helps us in calling attention to these different ramifications that it helps us convince the international community, from governments, civil society, grassroots organization, the academia, to the private sector, of the need for winning partnerships. No one entity, no one sector in any one country will be able to succeed in getting small-scale farmers to benefit from biotechnology without partnering with all the other stakeholders. And finally, we also hope that this symposium helps us attract extra resources to support the work that we do in countries regarding biotechnology. A lot of countries still require support in building capacities of their institutions, in training personnel, in keeping laboratories, in even having the capacity, for instance, to use GM products safely. For instance, there is the Cartagena Protocol on biosafety. This is the agreed framework for the safe use of genetically modified or living modified organisms. But a number of countries don't even have the capacity to detect the presence of genetically modified organisms in their food. They do not have the requisite laws. They don't have the policies. FAO and development partners continue to work with countries to make sure that such capacities become routine for every member country.
Mr. Mumba, thank you so much.
Thank you.